From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on This Day in Maine, Monday, March 23rd, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by the Dempsey Center, making life better for people managing the impact of cancer. Locations in Lewiston and South Portland. DempseyCenter.org.
The number of cases of COVID-19 in Maine has topped 100. The total count as of Monday is 107. 12 people are hospitalized. Local union officials at Bath Iron Works are reaffirming their call for the shipyard to shut down after the company announced the first reported case of COVID-19 at the facility. The employee was last at work March 13th. Leadership with Union Local 6 says the incident shows that the shipyard needs to be closed. In an online statement, the union says the company should shut down the yard and provide paid leave to workers in order to protect the health of employees and their families. Lewiston Mayor Mark Kayer has issued guidance about providing housing stability during the COVID-19 crisis. In a letter to the community, Kayer said housing is an essential resource and, like public utilities, cannot be shut off during the current state of emergency. He's urging creditors and landlords to do everything in their power to keep people in their homes. That means no foreclosures or evictions, except when it becomes a matter of personal or physical safety.
This just, I think, is just another measure that municipalities and elected officials can do to try to reassure their community members.
Kayer says he does not have the power to issue a moratorium on evictions, but that he is calling on local, state, and government agencies to increase efforts to make assistance programs more easily accessible. A spokesperson for Governor Janet Mills says she is evaluating steps that other states have taken to provide housing for people, including the temporary suspension of evictions for non-payment of rent related to COVID-19. And the Veterans Affairs Medical Facility at Togus is taking new steps to protect patients and staff from coronavirus. Erwin Gratz has more.
Those steps include postponing elective surgery and converting most medical appointments to so-called virtual care, either a video chat or a phone call. To keep potentially infected individuals away from other patients, the VA has put up a tent outside its Togus Emergency Department to screen all incoming patients. Also beginning today, veterans who need to be tested will be required to visit a drive-up facility at Togus. Visitation is banned at all care sites on the Togus campus and severely restricted at the nursing home there. Erwin Gratz, Maine Public Radio News.
In weather tonight, snow statewide with a chance of some rain as well in the south. Accumulations of 1 to 3 inches north, 3 to 6 inches mountains and coast, and 6 to 9 inches south. Lows tonight in the mid-20s to mid-30s. The Maine Center for Disease Control is reporting 107 cases of COVID-19 across Maine. That's an increase of 18 cases since just Sunday. CDC Director Nirav Shah told reporters at today's daily briefing that 12 people are hospitalized and that cases have now been recorded in 9 of Maine's 16 counties. But because of persistent delays in testing and other factors, Shah is urging Mainers to act as if the virus is already in their communities. Steve Missler has more.
For more than a week, Dr. Shah has used an analogy to put the daily COVID-19 case update into perspective.
It's like watching a live news broadcast that was actually recorded 4 or 6 days ago. We are now seeing the effects of exposure from several days ago.
That lag, Shah says, is because of the incubation period of COVID-19, that time between exposure to the virus and exhibiting symptoms. And that means that the number of cases the CDC is reporting now does not reflect the expansiveness of the outbreak. Shah says for that reason, Mainers should live as if the disease is already in their community.
I also ask everyone to live their life as if you yourself were to have the disease.
Shah's advice is designed to keep Mainers vigilant about social distancing, washing hands, and avoiding large crowds. It comes at a time when Maine and other states are grappling with an outbreak that threatens to overwhelm healthcare providers, and it's already creating a backlog in test results. That backlog is a problem at the Maine CDC, which is dealing with a shortage of a reagent that's used to complete the COVID-19 tests. Shah says the CDC is prioritizing higher-risk patients.
As a result of this focus on highest-risk groups, we recognize that folks across Maine are waiting for results.
Shaw was unable to quantify the testing backlog during Monday's briefing. The delay isn't just creating anxiety among people awaiting results, it's also contributing to an incomplete picture of the outbreak, while also raising questions about whether Maine should act more aggressively in instituting stay-at-home orders. As of Monday afternoon, 10 states have, including Massachusetts. Shaw says some of those states have much denser populations than rural Maine, but he did say that there have been preliminary discussions about regional shutdown orders in some of the state's more populated areas, such as Cumberland County, which at 66 known cases, continues to be the hardest hit. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
The coronavirus is drying up a key sector that many of Maine's farmers, fishermen, and other producers depend on, restaurants. But as Fred Bever reports, one Waldoboro farmer's attempt to help herself and other Maine growers make new connections with retail customers is bearing fruit.
About 2 weeks ago, Allison Lakin of East 40 Farm watched her sales of pork and cheese to restaurants suddenly decline as the spread of the coronavirus prompted state government to shutter dining rooms.
And 85% of my business is direct sales to restaurants.
And the story was the same for her friends in the same sector. Lakin responded by publishing a shareable spreadsheet where producers can list offerings for pickup and, in some cases, delivery. The University of Maine's Cooperative Extension liked the results so well, it asked her permission to take it over and boost its online presence. The extension now hosts an interactive web resource with a clickable map and a database that can be searched for specific products from cheese to scallops. Some 300 Maine producers are featured so far.
The fact that I created this on Monday, on Tuesday was contacted, and by Thursday there was a live website. I was incredibly impressed that this came together so fast and in a really pretty elegant way.
In 4 days, the site's been visited more than 25,000 times. That's an indicator that Mainers are looking for new ways to procure healthy food while maintaining social distance. Lakin's already seen a modest but noticeable increase in traffic at her farm stand. You can find the online directory by searching on the phrase farm product pickup. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And you can find a direct link to the site at our website, mainepublic.com. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow for 2 hours of Maine Calling beginning at 1 o'clock. In the first hour, it's healthcare repercussions of the coronavirus. And in the second hour, it's dealing with anxiety and uncertainty. I'm Nora Flaherty.